I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm going to talk high school athletics. Some news that trickled out for Kirbin High School about 2 weeks ago, that we now have a new athletic director at Kirbin High School, a new old athletic director with the return of Coach Ted Bianco. Stepped away from the position for a couple of years, took over the athletic department at Juan Diego, and earlier this month officially became the new athletic director at Kirbin High School. And he's joining us right now over the phone. Coach, it's great to get you back on. Been far too long since we've had you on the show, so I appreciate the time.
Well, I appreciate you calling me and asking me to interview. It has been a long time, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
I appreciate that, Coach. The last time you and I were talking, it was about 2 years ago. You had resigned as head basketball coach of the girls program, and you had accepted the athletic director position at Juan Diego. Fast forward a couple of years later, you're back at Kirbin High School.
Yeah, and it's I'm looking forward to the return. Kirbin's my school. I graduated from there. There's a lot of great people that I'll be reuniting with, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity.
Coach, I'm curious as to how you grew. I know you've been around athletics for so long. You know so much about, be it high school or collegiate sports. I mean, there's so many different experiences. But as you come back to Kirbin High School for a second stint as AD, how did you grow at Juan Diego? What were some of the things you picked up on?
Well, number one, being a full-time AD makes a world of difference. I mean, there's always something going on during the day, and it's a demanding job, and I think that's going to help a lot in my return to Kirbin, as I won't be having to teach or coach, and that'll make the job not so. I mean, I was burned out when I left, to be honest with you, being a full-time teacher and coaching and having an extra prep to do AD stuff every day. There were days it was too much. And I think COVID affected everybody, and I think maybe that affected me also. But it was a good change for me, and things just happened to work out that I could return, and I'm really, really excited about that. Juan Diego is not that much different than Kirbin High School. It's a small school, and although it's not a rural school, it's basically an urban 3A school, and it has its own set of problems just like everybody else. And it's something that there are a lot of things there that happen that are similar to Kirbin High. The biggest thing is, in my opinion, everybody thinks that there's that big talent gap, and there is a talent gap there in between most of the 3A schools, but we're not that far behind. We just need to get our kids to get out and be involved and want to be part of the programs and help change the culture. But in my opinion, from what I see and what I learned in my time at Kirbin High is not that far behind Juan Diego in anything. Matter of fact, there are some things that we're way ahead of them in. So I'm looking forward to hopefully building our programs and getting more young kids involved and getting more development of our young kids so that they're ready to participate and ready to go when their time's called to be a varsity player.
When you say Kirbin High is not that far behind Juan Diego, I'd have to believe that you knew that, right? Taking the Juan Diego job, that there are similarities, and going up against Juan Diego and being the AD at Kirbin High School and seeing the two schools on the same playing field for many, many years. You probably knew that. You understood that going there.
Oh, absolutely. And, if you compare Juan Diego's programs to Kirbin High's, I think almost every one of our girls' programs is head and shoulders above what's going on up there, because we have, we've developed a tradition at Kirbin High, and our girls' programs rock it. And we have a lot of our boys' programs at Kirbin High that rock it, too. And it's like you said, Juan Diego may have won all those state championships, back in the 2000s and 2010s, which is awesome. They had great coaches and great kids. And that's going to happen when that happens. But I feel like as we move forward at Carbon High, I feel like there's no reason why we can't do a lot of the same. You look at a lot of the state championships we've won in the last 20 years or so at Carbon High. It's been amazing for us at CHS. And everybody says, what about football? What about boys basketball? What about this? What about that? It'll come. We just have to be patient. We have to develop our kids. And we have to develop a program that they want to be in. And that's probably the biggest thing that we have to work on right now.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Ted Bianco, Athletic Director of Carbon High School. Once again, Coach, as you prepare for the 2023 school year, which is going to be here before we know it, and it's hard saying that, school just getting out yesterday, but it will be before we know it. I know there's a lot of summer programs going on. What's the one aspect that maybe you're most excited about, something that you enjoy so much about the job, or maybe a specific aspect within the athletics department that you look at and say, I can fix this immediately, or I'm looking forward to it? Does something stand out?
Number one, I'm looking forward to, getting to develop a relationship with our coaches again. I think we have great coaches at Carbon High, and I think they do a great job. I'm developing a system where I can help them any way they need help. It's something that is probably the funnest part of the job. And then getting to develop a relationship with a lot of kids, because there are a lot of really, really good kids at Carbon High that, are good athletes and have accomplished a lot. And when you think about, what the baseball team's done the last 2 years, they've been right there. And, there's no reason why they can't continue to do that. There's no reason why our other programs can't continue to be in that category. But in my opinion, it's going to be the development of our youth sports that's going to help us get there. And that's the one thing that I noticed up there compared to what we have down here. Obviously, there's more opportunities for kids in the big city. But we can create opportunities down here if we want to, and I think that's the discussion that I'd love to have and with our coaches and our principal, that we need to develop some youth programs to get our kids ready to compete at the high level for those that want to.
When you mention the youth programs, the idea of being a full-time athletic director, I to be honest with you, Coach, I don't know how you did it for so many years, being a teacher, being a coach, and the athletic director. I'd have to believe being a full-time athletic director does give you a little bit more time to maybe establish some youth programs locally, maybe branching even outside of Carbon High School.
Well, it's a matter of getting the information to our coaches and to our community so that those kind of things can be developed. And my day-to-day job up there was a variety of things, from dealing with different types of problems to making sure things were ready for that day's events. I think the one thing that we can do a good job of is we have some great youth programs in Carbon County, but I do feel like there are some things that we probably need to push forward to get better at. And that's something that, like I said, something that I can hopefully help coaches with and help the community with so that we can move in the right direction.
I know even though you were at Juan Diego, you did keep close tabs on Carbon High School athletics. I saw you at several, state tournaments and stuff like that, Coach. When just going back and looking at the spring sports, I know you mentioned baseball. We have a new head coach with the baseball program since you were here last time. Softball put together a tremendous run. We just talked to five athletes on the show yesterday in track and field that walked away with state championships. All in all, it seems like the spring sports season was very successful for Carbon High.
I have been keeping tabs on the different programs at Carbon High, and it's been, I'll be honest with you, any time Juan Diego played Carbon, it was hard. It wasn't the funnest game that I'd ever been to as an athletic director. Last year when we played Carbon in the baseball tournament, that was rough. I mean, because I knew all those kids. I knew the coaches very well, but I was wearing a different hat at that time. This year, I came home on Saturday, and I did that on purpose because I didn't necessarily want to have to sit and root for both teams, because that's not fair. It's not fair to those fans or those kids. And that was a tough loss for Carbon. It was a good win for Juan Diego, but it's. Those conflicting feelings pretty much suck when you've been at a place for 25 years and you've been at a place for only two. So I'm not going to have to worry about that anymore. I mean, that's a good thing. And, as I said earlier, we have a lot of really, really, really good coaches at Carbon High, and they work so hard with their athletes. I would like to share some ideas with them when we meet, and then hopefully we can help maybe do some things a little bit better than what we did before.
Coach, beginning with this, timeline for you as far as when you actually start working and taking over. I know you've been in the role now. It's been official for a couple of weeks, but what does the timeline look like for you as far as work?
I'll be up there next week doing some things and putting some things together that I need, and hopefully scheduling some meetings with our coaching staffs and making sure we get kids registered for their sports for the fall sports season and get moving in that direction. But it's an honor to be back at Carbon High, and it's always been you know, a place that I feel at home at, and a lot of people say there's no place like home, and I can attest to that. It was nice at Juan Diego, and I appreciate the opportunity that I had, and I thank them for that. But it was time to be done, and I met a lot of really, really good people up there. But I'm coming back to a lot of really, really good people here. So probably the biggest difference between being at a school like Juan Diego and a school like Carbon High is that community feeling. I never felt that community feeling at Juan Diego. They're a commuter school, so there's not really any connections. I mean, if you have a basketball game and there's 100 kids in the gym at Carbon High, you have a basketball game. If it's a girls' game, there's probably 350 kids in the stands or more, and at a boys' game, there's probably 500 students or more. And they're just cheering their tails off for their classmates. That's the biggest difference that I saw. And then, you know, the parent support up there was totally different than the parent support down here. The parents down here, you know, every school has their problems with, you know, parent involvement and things like that. But we're pretty lucky at Carbon High after what I've seen the last 2 years. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to being back and can't wait to get started and working with you again.
Yeah, definitely great to get you back on, Coach, and start talking Carbon High School athletics. I really do appreciate the time, and I look forward to more conversations in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan.
Great to hear from Coach Ted Bianco again here on Drive Time Sports. Next week, taking over full-time as the Carbon High School Athletic Director. Let's pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll flip to the NBA. We'll talk Game 6, Celtics Heat. A little bit of pressure now on Miami. We'll talk about that when we return.